to 1 on americasfreedomnetwork.com. The matter of the assassination on Trump continues to be main headlines. And Christ said that everything that is done in secret will be brought out into the open. What is spoken in the ear will be shouted from the mountaintop. With the thousands of people there at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on Saturday, on the 13th of July, 13, an occult number, the video from all of these individuals is putting and piecing together the assassination attempt. And there's even new footage now that I witnessed this morning. I was watching a video. At a distance, way off in the distance, was a tower, water tower, and there was an individual on that water tower. Now, was the individual there with a rifle, a weapon of some sort? It was such a distance that it was blurry. But there was somebody, I don't know how far away that tower was, but something interesting, everything, Christ said, everything that is hidden will be revealed. I'm going to read something out of RT News International. BlackRock linked firm shorted Trump stock ahead of the shooting. And Secret Service shield Donald Trump. Secret Service, they shield Donald Trump after the attempted assassination. But the day before, on the 12th, on Friday, a Texas-based investment company denied trying to short 12 million shares of Trump Media and Technology Group just before the failed assassination attempt on the U.S. presidential candidate, claiming it was a clerical error. It did take place, but now they're claiming it was a clerical error. There's no clerical error for 12 million shares of Trump Media and Technology. Short selling involves borrowing a security whose price the borrower thinks is going to fall, and then selling it on the open market. One then buys the same stock back later, hopefully for a lower price than it was initially sold for. Then he returns the borrowed stock to the broker and pockets the difference. The day before, a company called Austin Private Wealth LLC made a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission for a put option on 12 million shares of Donald J. Trump stock. To outside observers, this looked like a bet that the company's value would go down drastically, as it would if Trump had been killed. One sleuth on X, formerly Twitter, got the screenshot from a Bloomberg terminal showing the company's put option, which then disappeared later in the day. Others pointed out that Austin had major holdings in Vanguard and BlackRock funds, claiming that they had links with George Soros and the Rothschild family as well. So Austin, this company, major holdings in Vanguard, BlackRock, George Soros involvement, and Rothschild family as well. The apparent BlackRock connection fueled suspicions further, as the alleged shooter had once appeared in a commercial for the investment behemoth. So they'd already been crooks. There's Crooks, who was shot, the assassin, that possibly other individuals. There might have been more than one. Everything's going to come out. And you have Crooks, the shooter, and then you have other crooks and maybe some of the law enforcement, local, county, state, federal, and Secret Service. Nothing will be hidden. Christ said nothing will be hidden. Here's the only problem. Here Christ is before Pontius Pilate. And Pilate eventually asks the question, what is truth? You see, there are people, according to Paul the Apostle's writings, that never come to the truth. They're always asking questions, always playing the devil's advocate, always asking questions, but they never come to the truth. 2 plus 2, they never come to the truth that 2 plus 2 is 4. They never come to the truth that there's a time to be born and a time to die. What is truth? Christ said, everything that is hidden will be brought out, so that everyone will see, and that the facts, 2 plus 2 will equal 4. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue. Well, I'll wait till the break. So, again, the alleged shooter, he's not alleged. He did shoot. He had once appeared on a commercial for the investment BlackRock. Commercial with them. But BlackRock yanked the ad after the attempted assassination, which they denounced as abhorrent and awful. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, the APW posted a statement on the front of their website seeking to dismiss the rumors. The SEC filing, which showed that Austin Private Wealth shorted a large number of shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, was incorrect, and we immediately amended it. So they admit they amended it. I'm going to return the present truth. The truth will be made known unless you are Pontius Pilate. What is truth? This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Monday through Fridays on the weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program and the on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily, again, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. On the weekend, join me on Sunday from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. I do a Sunday radio church, 10 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com or on 1360KHNC.com for those that will stream in. Those in the Johnstown, Colorado, the northern Colorado area, 1360 AM radio every Sunday from 10 to 1. And the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for the Sunday program. Going back to the BlackRock linked firm, Austin Private Wealth LLC. 12 million shares the day before Trump's attempted the assassination attempt. And they put in an option for 12 million shares. And should Trump have been assassinated, these people would have made, what is it, trillions? No. Let's see what it was. The SEC filing would show that Austin Private Wealth shorted a large number of shares of Trump Media and Technology Group Corp. Donald Trump stock was incorrect, and we immediately amended it as soon as we learned of the error. Yes, as soon as they were caught. The company said APW holds 12 contracts or 1,200 shares, not 12 million, as was filed in error. A third party vendor for multiplying all option contracts by 10,000. This was reported on the 12th on Friday. And on the 16th of July, APW became aware of the problem. So that's 3 days after the attempted assassination. Should Trump have died, three days later, they would have become aware of the problem, and it had been very, very wealthy. Let's see, the price would have jumped from $31.25 to $46.17. So that's $15 per share more. We deeply regret the error and the concern it has caused, especially at such a fraught moment for our nation, adding that it is reviewing our internal procedures to understand how it happened. The big question of the day, was this just a single shooter incident, or were there too many coincidences? Did this happen in a vacuum? Now let's go to another article. What is truth? Jesus Christ. told Pontius Pilate, asks Christ, what is truth? And truth, the very truth of God himself, was standing feet away, a few yards away from truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is out of, I didn't write this one down. The Trump would-be assassin, Thomas Matthew Crooks, had two cell phones and three encrypted accounts. The would-be assassin had two cell phones, used three encrypted accounts overseas to communicate. FBI found Crook's second cell at his home with only 27 contacts, according to the Daily Mail out of Europe, out of England. You don't get the truth in America. It takes the international community to help the FBI, Secret Service, find the truth in the United States. Congressman Mike Waltz told Fox News' Jesse Waters that according to an FBI briefing, Crooks had multiple encrypted accounts and said more will come on Monday. Representative Waltz said that the Trump shooter had an overseas account, had overseas accounts at the same time. At the same time, we heard about the Iranian assassination plot against Trump. We heard about an Iranian assassination plot against Trump. Jesse Waters asked if the two are connected. Supposedly, no. The intel agencies leaked an Iranian assassination plot story to CNN to throw chaos into the camp and distract from Saturday's Secret Service failures. Crooks did not work alone. Police found a cell phone and a bomb detonator next to Crooks after a Secret Service sniper shot him. Channel 11's Nicole Ford obtained exclusive photos showing the cell phone and transmitter device found next to Crooks moments after he was shot. Previously, the Wall Street Journal said that Crooks had explosives in his Hyundai, his vehicle. According to CNN, the investigators found no online search of Crooks researching how to assemble homemade explosives. And remember, Crooks' parents are both working in the psychiatric field. The so-called security lapses and circumstances surrounding the assassination attempts against Trump raise questions about how Crooks was able to pull everything off solo. He purchased the 5-foot ladder from Home Depot the morning of the attempt, but he didn't need a ladder to access the rooftop. But he didn't know. How did he know he needed a ladder? That's a question, I'm sorry. Okay. So then the shooter or shooters, one did hit strike the president and they are, like I said yesterday, they are looking at different calibers that might have been used in the shootings. So there might have been additional. I didn't think there would be additional shooters. But again, it appears as if there might have been different calibers. The FBI is not releasing evidence yet. Definitely, there were enough rounds fired to kill one man and injure two others. Okay, things are developing, will continue to develop. Then we have outage, internet. I'm going to read. I think you might have heard of CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike Holdings, Inc. It's American cybersecurity technology company based in Austin, Texas. It provides cloud workload protection and endpoint security, threat intelligence, cyber attack response services. The company has been involved in investigations of high-profile cyber attacks, the Sony Pictures hack, cyber attacks on the Democrat National Committee, email leak involving the DNC. In July 2024, a faulty update, which is yesterday, a faulty update to its security software caused global computer outages, which impacted air travel, broadcasters, and other services. This is out of RT News International. Huge Microsoft outage linked to CrowdStrike takes down computers internationally. Computer says no written board passes, blue screens of death, and checkout chaos. World reacts to being in dark ages after tech outage. This happened yesterday, overnight. Let's see. A glitch with Microsoft Windows is said to have caused computer systems to crash around the world, crippling airport and communications operations. This is important. You see, with the coming cryptocurrency, we're going to a digital system for finance, cashless society, and Christ in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, at the end of the chapter, I think it's verse 41, said that a man who builds his house on sand, when the winds, the rains, the floods come and beat against that house will fall and it will be a great collapse. The whole system that the world depends on is made of sand. Silicone chips made of sand. You cannot mock God. You can't mock God. The whole system of Antichrist to come is built on sand. It's going to fail. God is going to have mercy on the world, and it's going to fail. And when the chips fail, air conditioning is going out. Heating your homes is probably going to fail. The valves of gas to your energy company is going to fail. And if you have CrowdStrike, they send an update to all of the Microsoft Bill Gates software. See, this is all Bill Gates. And what Gates has built is going to come down. He built it on silicone. So this CrowdStrike sent out a software update, and the update shut everything down. Don't depend on technology. It's going to fail. I have friends that do quite a bit with computers, and they're frustrated all the time because things just don't work the way they should. And then with the AI that's coming, They're investing a lot on AI. They need billions and trillions of volts of electricity to run that stuff. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Opening weekend, June 15th and 16th. Filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Okay, continuing. So you have Austin Private Wealth trying to short the stock. You have CrowdStrike. They update, and it caused power outage internationally. Everything that's built on sand is going to fail. All that Bill Gates has done eventually is going to fail. For the sake of the people of the world, all that he has done, we want to come to an end. Let's see. The company is deeply sorry for the impact that we've caused to customers, to travelers, to anyone affected by the outage. So everybody that's been affected. He said that the cause was crash was caused by a software bug. I wonder if it was silicone. I wonder if it was from a flu shot. It was caused by a bug, an update which conflicted with Microsoft Bill Gates's baby, his system. We've identified it very quickly. The systems come back online as they are rebooted. Also stating that CrowdStrike is working with its customers to help them return to normal operations. Let's see, several major Chinese airlines said that their operations were not affected by the worldwide disruption because they use a different IT system. This is the system that I refer to repeatedly in the multi-world, in the new international world order, the BRICS nations system that they have put together, that they have developed, built, they have invented in the other nations of the world, separate from the system of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. The UK government had an emergency following the outage. They're working closely with the respective sectors and industries on the issue. So they had a problem because they're in Klaus Schwab's network. Tesla, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk branded the Microsoft outage as the biggest IT fail ever. He laughed at the meme comparing Microsoft to the Secret Service following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, concluding that neither was secure. Then Microsoft said, as quoted by Reuters, the underlying cause of the global outage has been fixed, but acknowledged residual impact continues. Dubai International Airport said it's returned to normal at some of its checkout lines. It immediately switched to an alternate system, allowing normal check-in operations to resume swiftly. Russia's Ministry of Digital Development said that Microsoft outage was further proof that the country needs to continue weaning itself off of foreign software, especially when it comes to critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's IT systems were not affected by the outage, according to Dmitry Peskov. Flight and railway authorities in Russia have been confirmed that their operations continued unimpeded. So this is major. This is major. You have the Bill Gates system of the Uniparty West, and then you have the new systems being built in Russia, in the Middle East, Asia, the Global South, some of the nations in Eastern Europe that are switching and have switched to a new internet system, which has not been affected. An abundance of blue screens, supermarket chaos, aviation anarchy seen across the globe after the major tech outage. Microsoft systems brought to a standstill with a faulty update from cybersecurity, from CrowdStrike. Having to handwrite boarding passes. It's taken down most of the airports in India. So I am trying to get through these. Looks like CrowdStrike doomsday is real. You know, CrowdStrike, all your eggs in one basket. Many airline companies are having issues with their systems. A reminder of the fragility of the tech-reliant world, suggesting a collapse would send humans back to the Dark Ages. This is from a synod, Aruk, Amsterdam's at the Amsterdam airport. He says, I fear one day historians will talk about the Silicon Age collapse. We'll leave no stones, tablets, readable. So in other words, everything will disappear. So CrowdStrike regularly pushes out antivirus updates, but it appears in its most recent plunged much of the world back to pre-tech past. In Australia, Sky News Breakfast Show couldn't be aired on Friday morning. The meltdown reared its ugly head in Australia, New Zealand, India, Japan. Cybersecurity software firm CrowdStrike sent out a flawed antiviral update which affected Microsoft Windows systems around the world. Airports, businesses, banks, newsrooms, television networks, supermarkets, ships, planes remained on the ground. Britain woke up to chaos. Supermarkets, people starving to death. They'll live for a month. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program on America's Freedom Network, Internet Radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts will be on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth. And then weeknights, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., I replay, or the program is on 1360 Radio in Northern Colorado, played at 6 p.m. And again, you can stream on your internet, 1360KHNC.com. I'm really trying to push as quickly as possible, and I need to slow down. I've got to slow down. This is too important. It generally takes, on the average, 7 times of reading or hearing something for what you're reading, seeing, or experiencing, other than pain. Pain generally the first time. You touch a hot burner, instant long-term memory, instant. But everything else, 5 to 7 times, you have to hear something. It needs to be repeated over and over and over. This is what the military does. Talk show is military. We repeat things over and over to the point where you get sick of it. But until we know it is in your long-term memory, at least I do, I'll repeat it until I feel that you have finally understand what I'm trying to present. Donald Trump is not going to win this election. The Trump haters in the Republican Party, in the Democrat Party, the talk show hosts, everybody on the mainstream media, the devil worshipers, the Uniparty, the politicians who love wealth, money, and they want to make sure that the goose doesn't die. The goose meaning America. You don't want to kill the golden goose. That'd be crazy. So you have the criminals in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party working together to continue to force the goose to lay the eggs. I'm just saying to all you who hate Trump, who do not like him, you're going to be very disappointed when he is gone. God is going to remove him at the appointed time, and Donald Trump is no longer going to interfere with the globalist plans to enslave the people of the United States of America. They're going to do it. And then you're going to think, you know, while Donald Trump was pushing back at these wicked people, there was some hope for the country and for the citizens of this country and the people of the world. You're going to get your wish. You're going to get your wish, all of you that do not understand who he is. You're going to get your wish. He's going to be gone. And something, someone more evil, more wicked is going to replace him. And it's in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, the riddle of 7 presidents of the United States of America. Not just any 7, not just, you know, at random. No, the final 7 presidents of the United States of America. Donald Trump is number 7. And one of those 7 will get another 8 years, roughly, to rule America. Not Donald Trump. There's the, when Donald Trump, you just put him to the side, and you have 6 individuals to select from. One of those 6 individuals will get another 8-year period to rule. Reagan can't, Carter can't, George Sr. can't, Bill Clinton is, he's got problems mentally too. He's starting to wear out. George Bush Jr., this man is so far gone from ever wanting to do any kind of hard labor again. He's out. So who does that leave? Be afraid. Be very afraid. The only one left, the Christian name, Barry Satoru, the only one left. When Trump leaves, there's only one person that can come back. And when he comes back, terror is going to hit the heart of the American people and the hearts of the people and the leaders of the world. The occult world will rejoice. The Islamic world will rejoice. Their imam has come to power. And the great priest of the occult, to the those in the occult, the great high priest of the other world will have come to power. I state that now because Christ said that what is going to happen is to be shouted and announced and presented, because that's God's will for the people of the world. The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, America's Freedom Network for the Present Truth program. And then on Sunday, from 10 to 1, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 KHNC AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360 AM. It's also streamed, 1360KHNC.com. And also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, it is also streamed on Sundays 10 to 1. Donald Trump. When prophecy begins, you pay attention to it. Prophecy of the seven final presidents of the United States of America began with Jimmy Carter. And we are just about to go into the final administration, the final president of the United States of America, or leader, I don't know if you want to call him president, dictator. I can be stronger than that. The final individual that will rule America, we are almost ready for that individual to return to power. But before he returns to power, Donald Trump, God is going to relieve him of his duties, not through assassination, not through death. I think the next individual, there is going to be a coup, a violent coup. I don't think there's going to be civil war, but he will come in to a coup. When prophecy is in motion, you pay attention to it, because if you don't pay attention and watch what is happening, you're going to get run over. You're going to miss it. Donald Trump has been the eye of the hurricane. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. An analogy that I've presented before. This is very important for people to pay attention to Donald Trump, because when he is relieved of his duties in the political world, the eye of the hurricane has ended. The winds have already begun to increase for the second half of the hurricane. But the second half is going to be completely different and more violent than the first half of the hurricane, which the winds died down at the time Trump became president. But now that he's going to exit the stage, the winds already have begun to intensify, and they are going to go to velocities that the world has never known, meaning hardship, meaning evil, destruction, war. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, America's Freedom Network, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I'll be back in a few minutes, the second hour.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. No one knows what lies in store for us in the days ahead, but we must be prepared spiritually to face whatever comes our way." And part of that equipping involves putting on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And at godsfeedingstation.org, we strive to ensure that everyone who comes and visits us